direction would that be from Forest City? South?
This is west. That's east. And you go Highway 50. Do you know, have you all been through Hughes? Have anyone told you about Hughes? Hughes, yeah. Arkansas. You go from here, you can keep Highway 50 straight on through to Hughes and back that way and then to Hughes and turn that way and keep on to Memphis.
Must
I guess
east.
You would call it. It's east.
East, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was, and mostly everybody around there farmed in that.
Yes, oh yes. You had a country store.
Mm-hmm.
But no town.
But no town, mm-hmm. Yeah. Country store, but no town. And you stayed there then until you finished school.
Mm-hmm. No, I married then.
Oh, you married then. Do you remember much about the house where you grew up out there when you were
Yes, quite a bit, I think.
Well, how many rooms did it have?
The house that I lived in, we lived in the longest, was a three-room house. And we moved in that house. It was new.
Uh-huh.
And that was in... That was 1920. Because my sister was born that year. We were both born in February because she was born on the 18th and I was 10 on the 24th. So that makes me almost 10 years older than my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And that house was built for us on the plantation. In other words, the brothers had bought the plantation. You know how they expand in for more tenants? And that house was built, and that's where I lived most of my growing up years, in that house.
Well, what, you said it had three rooms. What were the three rooms it had?
That would consist of, the kitchen is one room,
mm-hmm.
And the next you're going to use is a bedroom, a front room. Well, what you call the front room, that's where the grown-ups slept, and the other room is where your children slept.
That's what I was interested in, and how
that's what you called it in those days.
And you called it the front room.
Right,
in those days.
That's right.
Yeah,
you called
exactly,
it the front room.
Exactly.
Nowadays you say living room, but then
right.
You called it the front room.
Exactly what I was interested in, the differences in what people would call
that's what it was
called.
Called.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, did it have a porch on the front?
Yes, you had a front porch.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we didn't have a back porch, but
mm-hmm.
You had a front porch. That's right.
Well, in those days, some people have rooms that were just for people to sit in, you know, that would be like in those big houses that they have.
Well, maybe in the big house, but your tenants on the plantation
yeah.
Didn't have that
yeah,
kind of
right.
A house.
Yeah, I know.
That was for the boss man.
Yeah, right,
see.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I was wondering if the names that they used for those, like in those big houses, the names that they would use for like the room where people just, where they received visitors and that kind of stuff, if you ever heard that.
I used to hear mother's dad, and he would talk about a parlor.
That's what I was wondering about. Yeah, if you'd ever heard.
But
the older people
now,
talking about a parlor.
Papa died in 1937, and he was 84 then, and he would talk about the front parlor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But mostly
yeah.
About growing up on. But Papa was from up in Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
And. But naturally, growing up on a farm, and that's what we had, this three-room tenant house.
Tenant house,
that's what
yeah.
You call it, a tenant house.
Well, now, how was this house heated?
You had a heater, and you cut wood.
Mm-hmm.
Wood,
it burned wood.
It burned
yeah.
Wood, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now, did it have, how did the, well, did very many houses then still have fireplaces?
The old houses,
would
but the late houses